I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sudanese political and civil society groups met on Saturday in Egypt to discuss ways to end the war engulfing Sudan. Former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok.
The inability or the polarization of inability of bringing the two belligerents together in negotiating seriously, in stopping the war and moving forward on a political process.
That's former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. The warring parties did not attend the Egypt-sponsored conference. So what awaits the new UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer? We hear next from the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Lise Butler, senior lecturer in modern history at City University of London, tells the AP the first 100 days of Starmer's premiership should see some ambitious moves.
The first big priority is going to be foreign policy. Starmer is going to be meeting with NATO leaders in the next week, and that's going to be followed by the European Political Communities Forum the following week. So we're going to really, I think, see Starmer reestablishing himself and reestablishing Britain as a leader, and I think in some ways trying to clean up Britain's reputation with the international community.
Butler adds, people in Britain want a big change. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Starmer also confirmed that he would not pursue a policy to deport asylum seekers who arrive in small boats to Rwanda, canceling the program before even one flight took place. Ukraine says Russia launched an overnight drone attack across Ukraine on Saturday, hitting an energy facility in the Sumy region. There were no immediate reports of casualties or other damage details. This is VOA News. Israel said Friday that gaps remain with Hamas on how to secure a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release, but it will send a delegation for fresh talks with Qatari mediators next week. Meanwhile, Palestinians say the hunger situation in northern Gaza has become increasingly dire, as fighting between Israel and Hamas shows no signs of abating 9 months into the devastating war.
Pezeshkian long has acknowledged that Iran's supreme...
Apologies, that is the incorrect audio. Walid Hagazi, a Jabali resident whose house was damaged in the war, says even if they had any money, there were no goods to buy. And if they wanted to eat, where could they get food? Many have been warning that hunger is spreading in areas as far as the war-weary people are unable to buy canned goods from markets. U.S. President Joe Biden is continuing to say that he is the best bet for the Democratic Party to run against presumptive Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump. We hear more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voters in France's overseas territories and living abroad have started casting ballots in parliamentary runoff elections that could hand an unprecedented victory to the nationalist far right. The second round of voting began Saturday overseas in French territories stretching from the South Pacific to the Caribbean and North Atlantic, as well as the Indian Ocean. French voters living abroad also began voting on Saturday. Elections wrap up Sunday in mainland France. After hitting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and downgrading to a tropical storm, Beryl is expected to once again become a hurricane as it hurtles toward southern Texas by Sunday evening. Beryl smashed storm records even before its major hurricane-level winds approached the land in Grenada. Experts say that's mostly due to warm temperatures in the ocean, typically the hottest ever. This is Steve Miller.